Welcome to the Master Your Life podcast. I'm your host, Julie Kelly. I believe in living your most inspired and fulfilled life by knowing exactly who you are, knowing what's important to you, and making no apologies for it. This show is a weekly dose of inspired motivation, personal development, and success strategies designed to create the career, relationships, and lifestyle of your dreams. Imagine waking up every day to your dream life. Well, imagine no more, as each podcast episode is designed to help you live your most authentic life with ease and proven principles that actually get results. I'm the founder of the Master Your Life online course, international motivational speaker, and I'll be sharing real, relevant, tactical advice in this unfiltered transformational podcast. Things are about to get fabulous. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello and welcome back to the new Master Your Life podcast. I am Julie Kelly and I am so thrilled to have you here with me today. Thank you so much for tuning in. For those of you who are new, the reason why the podcast hasn't been aired for quite some time is because I actually had spinal surgery and my recovery has been far from good or what was expected. So I had to take a step back. And I've been on a healing journey to get my body better, stronger, to heal my surgery. And unfortunately, I'm still a work in progress, but I was really determined to get back on the airwaves with you because I really missed you. I miss, you know, connecting with you all, being with you on the podcast. So I'm super excited to get back into it. Now, moving forward, the podcast is going to take on a slightly different feel. My aim is to give you, as always, real, strategic, applicable advice that you can put into your daily life. It won't cost you a penny so that you can really elevate your life and master your life, hence the name of the podcast, so that you can live the most fulfilled, most purposeful life you possibly can. That is my aim. That is my goal, is to give you the tools and the strategies that you need to keep elevating, you know, your life every single day to the next level so that you have no regrets and you live the best life you possibly can for you. So the format of the podcast moving forward is that I want to give you these real strategic pieces of advice, these nuggets in under 10 minutes. I want to be able to give you exactly what you need so you can apply it to your life and we can all move on with the rest of our days. So let's get straight into today's episode. I want to talk to you today about how adding one thing into your life can really transform the level of joy and satisfaction and fulfillment and happiness that you have on a daily basis. Now, a lot of you are probably sitting there thinking, girlfriend, listen, I already have a million things that I've got to do every single day. I'm running ragged. I'm exhausted. I'm all over the place. I don't even have time for myself. And now you're asking me to add one more thing to my to-do list? Well, the answer is yes, I am. So I want you to think about what's one thing that you can do that you want to do, that you think about doing, you dream about doing, that you used to love doing, or that you've been thinking about trying. What's that one thing that you know if you did it on a daily basis would bring you a piece of joy, a little spark to your day that would get you feeling like you're coming back to yourself? What is that thing for you? Now, it doesn't have to be anything extravagant, right? I'm talking about just finding one thing or rediscovering one thing that you can do every day that's going to bring you joy, true joy, and you do it just for yourself. So it could be as simple as just taking a 10-minute walk in your neighborhood every day. It could be journaling at the start or the end of your day. It could be snapping some photos on your iPhone and memory keeping. It could be listening to a podcast just like you are right now, or volunteering for a charity that you have some kind of connection to. Maybe it's reading one chapter of your current favorite book every single day so that you can actually finish it. Wouldn't that be amazing? For some of you, it might be learning a new language, just for the sake of learning a new language. It could be taking a bath at the end of the day or trying some fun new recipes that you've never tried before for dinner. Or it might even be something more practical, like organizing your closet, organizing your drawers so that you feel a sense of calm and peace when you open that closet or when you open those drawers and everything's organized. So I want you to think about, what's that one thing for you that you know if you did it and you committed to it, it would elevate your sense of joy and happiness every single day. And as we know, life is way too short to not feel some kind of happiness and joy every single day. So I want to give you an analogy. So I want you to think about a short glass, okay? A short drinking glass. And I want you to think about that drinking glass having muddy water in it. So let's imagine you went out to the garden, you took a spoonful of soil, dropped it in that glass and filled that glass up with water, stirred it around. Now you can see it, it's dark, it's grimy, there are bits floating around in it, right? So that is how our daily lives look, let's say. That's the analogy. So let's put that muddy glass of water into our kitchen sink. Now on the kitchen counter next to you, there is a large jug of bright blue water, like it's been dyed blue, okay? So now I want you to take that jug of water, that blue, bright water, and slowly start pouring it into your muddy glass of water. So slowly, slowly take that big jug of water and start pouring it into your muddy glass of water. Keep pouring and pouring and pouring. Imagine it in your mind, right? Pouring and pouring, slowly pouring this bright blue, beautiful water into your glass of muddy water. What you'll soon see is that once you get sort of halfway to three quarters of the way done with that blue water, is that your muddy glass is no longer looking the same. It's now starting to look more blue. And all the mud and the darkness and all those floaty bits, they're all coming out of your glass, going down the sink, and they're gone, right? So keep pouring that jug of blue water into your glass until it's finished. Once that jug is empty, look at your glass now. It should be almost completely blue. Yeah, there might be a couple of flecks of, you know, mud still floating around in there, for sure. But that blue jug of water, what that represents is that one thing that brings you joy. So it's a really simple visualization, but what I want you to understand is if you constantly commit to that blue jug of water going into your daily life, into your muddy glass, you're going to start to have more blue, more joy, more happiness, more clarity, more purpose, more fulfillment in your life. And organically, that's just going to elevate your energy so that you have more purpose and more excitement and a different perspective, a different attitude and a different mindset to the muddy water, which is our daily life. Like, we all have muddy water, right? That's just part of daily life. But the more blue water that you could put into it, the more happy you're going to feel. So I really want you to think about what it is that will bring you true happiness and commit to it for at least 30 days. Okay. So find that thing, commit to it starting today or tomorrow, and commit to it for 30 days and see how you feel. Even track your mood if you really want to take it to the next level. Just get a journal, a notebook, even a sticky notes, post-it notes, and just track how you feel from day one all the way through to day 30. If you start adding just one thing into your daily routine that brings you joy. So at the end of that 30 days, see how you feel. You want to, you can either still stay committed with that one thing, or you can change it up. You can change it up every 30 days, every 60 days, 90 days. It's up to you. The whole point of today's episode was to get you thinking about what it is that makes you happy and make a conscious commitment to doing more of that, because you deserve that, right? Life's not just about chores and errands and kids and running around and feeling frantic and overwhelmed and burnt out. Unfortunately, that's how it's been for a while, but now it's time to get back to you. It's time to start focusing on you and making you a priority. So if you like today's podcast episode, please consider subscribing if you haven't already. Share this podcast episode with a friend who you know needs to hear it. Download the episode and please come back for the next one. And I wish you all the very best. Thank you, thank you, thank you again for being with me today. It means the world to me. And as always, I send you much strength, much love, and abundant blessings. Till the next time. Bye-bye.